WASM 2026 Open Hardware and CAD/CAM Dev Room. Our final presentation, when Joe and I were scheduling this thing and we looked at the title of this presentation and we said, yes, that is a beautiful, beautiful way to finish our day. So without further ado, we have Eve, who has been an electronics and embedded systems engineer for about 10 years, mostly in consumer electronics companies, presenting a love letter.
Good evening. Welcome to the last talk of the day. So you might wonder why I wanted to give a talk specifically on the ERC, everyone probably least favorite feature of KiCad. So the electrical rule check. The reason is I've been reviewing some junior and some other people KiCad designs and I found lots of leftover ERC warnings in some designs, or sometimes people use ERC but they waive the one they do not really understand. And I thought to myself, but ERC is so great. It's a feature that's protecting you against yourself and potential mistakes. And maybe we need to explain a little bit more details so that people can use it really to its full potential. So. I will skip the presentation, it's already been done, but I just wanted to add that I have been a user of other CAD design software tools, so it's a bit interesting, I can compare the little differences between them. I have been using EagleCAD for 1 year to the start of my career, and then I have been mostly using Altium for a little Altium designer for a lot of time. So we will mostly list a lot of ERC messages. I hope it won't get too boring to finish the session. But first I will explain a little bit more with my words what is ERC. Try to do a funky top five of my favorite ones, the one I really rely upon. I have a little list of the ERC. I always struggle to configure correctly, so I wanted to show them. Then we'll move on to a type of ERC that people really, I think they don't really know how to use it correctly. The pin types and connection matrix ones, they are a little bit more difficult to configure than the other. And then we will move on to a fun quiz with real life issues I had and ERC that can help fix them. So first, electrical rule check. So there are kind of sets of heuristics related to your schematics and netlist. It's really, really simple. It just checks if a pin in a component is connected. If it's not, it will pop an error. It checks if the net has something it's connected to, otherwise it will pop an error. And it's a little bit similar to software warnings or linter or things like that. What it is not is a SPICE simulator or any kind of simulator software. It has really absolutely no idea of what kind of real electrical things are happening in your design. It does not know about the equations from the circuits and whatever. If you need to have this kind of features, you can look at the SPICE simulator that's integrated with KiCad. I don't know if people are all aware of it as an alternative to the very, very popular LTSPICE simulator. But ERC does not know anything about electricity. But why is it important, even if it's not what's going to simulate your circuit? I'm going to read a quote about warnings, because I've noticed that sometimes in electrical engineering we're not the best at cleaning up the warnings and the mess we make, so I needed to remind people about the things. So most of the time the consequences for ignoring warnings are nothing, no big deal. However, many of the hard faults could have been found by enabling all compiler warnings and fixing each one. So spend time removing the seemingly trivial compiler warnings so you can see the incredibly important ones from making embedded systems. And the ERC, they just work the same. So try to fix as much as you can, so see if something wrong happened, you will spot it instantly. So So this is where I confess my worst real-life mistakes I have made in my board designer career. And those are mistakes I have made, and they have been manufactured, and they could have maybe have been avoided with better checks on ERC usage. And then it was made, so I had to live with until the next prototype run, and it cost company money, and everyone was mad, and it's really a bad situation to be in. So first one is, of course, the good old typo on a net, so it doesn't connect the two nets. Maybe it was a dash and an underscore that I made. I don't remember exactly the typo. It was a typo. The result was the microprocessor was not powered at all, so not powering up on one of its pins. We managed a rework for that, but it was not an easy fix, so it's a very annoying issue. The second one is I just equipped the wrong footprint on a peripheral. this one I could not rework, we could not rework at all. The factory said, sorry, you just have to remake the whole board. So we had to live without this peripheral for a while. And the third one is a classic TXRX inversion. Usually we forget the first time we do boards to invert TX and RX because the receiver from one side is the transceiver from the other side. But this time I inverted it twice in different pages and I did not notice that it was inverted twice. So it was like not inverted, not working. Very annoying, no debugging, no flashing. So a really bad mess. So the ERC, in order to run it, you know, the drill, inspect, electrical rule checker, it's not dynamic. It needs to be clicked to be activated. It won't just run as you go, so don't forget to run it. You can assign a key shortcut if you want. I used to do it with Altium. Here I just run it manually, but it's how you prefer it. It took me like years to notice that you can click the little arrows and the message will appear in the status bar. you can also run it with a command line. KiCad CLI, which is cheap with KiCad, will allow you to run the ERC, which if you are considering making a CI integration, it's really great because you can make a CI integration on board. It's like we are seeing the light. And if you want to go further on your CI integration, you can use a software called KiBot, which make all kind of automations. So this is really great. Before we talk about the ERCs themselves, I wanted to remind people about what is the netlist. It's an important concept in the design because, in fact, PCB editor and schematics editors, they're not directly communicating to each other. There's an object between them that's a netlist. The schematics get compiled into a netlist with just the list of nets and the nodes connected to each nets. And it's what gets transmitted. And So you can, if you want to check it, you can export it from KiCad in a text format. So you see what internally KiCad can understand from your schematics drawing. So, top five ERC. So the annotation